Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Yud Ches. So the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, continuing on to Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, brings a whole bunch of different malachas that Beis Shammai says a person may not begin on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara brings two primary reasons for Beis Shammai's Isser. One is on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and the Gemara says that the reason is because of Shvisas Kelim, that there's a malacha, an Isser, for a person to have his Kelim be involved in any melacha on Shabbos. And the Gemara Daf Yates Amud Beis says that it's a gzera, and each melacha has a different gzera. Some may be that if a guy is doing it, he looks like your shliach. Some may be that you may come to do it yourself on Shabbos. But there are two primary reasons for Beis Shammai's Isser. One is our Gemara Daf Yates that says Shvisas Kelim, that your Kelim will be doing the melacha for you on Shabbos, and there has to be a Shvisa. And the Gemara brings a pasuk, V'chol asher amarti aleichem to shameiru, there has to be a Shvisa of your Kelim on Shabbos as well. And the other reason is the Gemara daf Yotes Amud Beis, that there's a Gzeira. Now the Mishnah on the top of Yotes Amud Aleph says that V'shavin, Elu Ve'elu, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, Sh'atoyanin Kairas Beis Habar V'gulei Hagas. There's a melacha of putting a beam in your Beis Habar and in your Igulei Hagas, which are the ways they used to press grapes and oil. There even Beis Shammai holds it's permissible. And Rashi brings the Gemara and Daf Yates that asks, why doesn't Beis Shammai argue and say that these are forbidden as well? And Rashi says that since the Gemara and Daf Yates says that if a person is not doing a melacha on Erev Shabbos, that would have a chiyuv chatos, Beis Shammai is not going to aser. So by the time these anovim and these zesim come to the Beis Habar and the Gulei Hagas, they're already past the time of schita, and whatever maisa you're going to do to them is not going to be a maisa which is a chiyuv chatos, and therefore Beis Shammai holds it's okay. So Rashi's quoting the Gemara we mentioned before, that the whole reason why Beis Shammai asers on Erev Shabbos is because of a gzera. And that gzera is only on a malacha that has a chiyuv chatos. If there's no chiyuv chatos, then there's not going to be a gzera. So Taisus Dibur HaMaskel V'Lema asks, that's only a reason which is good according to the Man D'Amar that explains Beis Shammai's reasoning is based on a gzera. However, if you say that the reason why Beis Shammai holds is an iser is because of Shvisas Kelim, then how are you going to explain why you're allowed to put this kaira in the Beis Habar and in the Beis Hagas on top of the Zesim and Anovim? You don't have the answer of the Gemara Daf Yates that says there's no Chiyuv Chatos. At the end of the day, your Kelim are doing a Malacha. So Tosfos says, the ze osi memelo tvei mikol hanach to masnisin, shum hachi leka iser shvisas Kelim. That the juice and the oil that's coming out after a person puts the Zesim and Anovim in this Kairos Beis Habar is something which is not going to have the Isser Shvisas Kelim because it's something which comes Mela. The Ran says that the reason why there's no Isser Shvisas Kelim is because it's not an Av Malacha. And there's only an Isser Shvisas Kelim on something which has a Isser Deiraisa, but a Malacha which doesn't have an Isser Deiraisa, there's no Isser Shvisas Kelim. So Rabbi Kveger and the other Achronim point out that there's a fundamental machlokes between Tosfos and the Ran. Tosfos says it's an Isser Shvisas Kelim, even on Malachas the Rabbanon. And therefore, Tosfos has to say a special reason, a new reason why Beis Shammai is going to hold that putting the Kaira on top of the Zesim and the Anavim is not going to be a problem with Shvisas Kelim. But the Ran says that the reason why it's not a problem is because it's only an Isser the Rabbanon. And this brings us to the Gemara. The Gemara is trying to figure out the halacha in the Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to soak the yoy on Erev Shabbos according to Beis Shammai. And the Gemara is trying to figure out who's this man d'amar that's going to hold that there's an Isser d'oraisa of Shriyas the yoy that Beis Shammai is going to hold that you're not allowed to do it on Erev Shabbos. So Rav Yosef says, Rebbe hi, the Shita of our Mishnah has to be according to Rebbe because Rebbe is the one that teaches us when we discuss the halachas of Lisha. If one person puts the flour into a bowl, and a second person comes and puts water into this bowl, the second one's going to be chayiv, because Rebbe holds that the maisa of nesinas mayim itself, even without a maisa gibel, even without a maisa of mixing, that alone is enough to be chayiv for Lisha. Rabbi Yossi says, you need a maisa gibel, you need a maisa of mixing in order to be chayiv. So, Frek, Rabbi Kiva Eger, who's the man, the Amar, that's answering this question? Which Amar is answering this question? The Gemara asked the question, Man Tana Nesina Smayim Lidiyo Yizu Yishu Yasan. Who's the Tana of Al Mishnah? Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is the one that comes and tells us that it's Rabbi, and not Rabbi Yosef, but Rabbi Yehuda. Frek, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rav Yosef is the one that tells us that the reason why Beis Shammai asked on Shabbos is because of Shvisas Kalim. And if Shvisas Kalim is the fundamental underlying Siba for Beis Shammai's Isser, then even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that says, Yinat Chayiv Mido Eiraisa until you do a Maisa Gibol, wouldn't he be maskim that just for the Nesinas Mayim you'll have an Isser Durabanon? And if you have an Isser Durabanon with Shvisas Kalim, Beis Shammai should hold you now to do this on Erev Shabbos. Now I saw, pointed out, based on the previous Rabbi Kiva Eger that says it's a machlokes between Tosfos and the Ran, whether or not an Isser Durabanon has an Isser Shvisas Kalim, then Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha is only according to Tosfos that says that an Isser Durabanon has Shvisas Kalim. But according to the Ran that says that unless it's an Isser Dairaisa, there's not going to be an Isser Shvisas Kalim, then Rabbi Kiva Eger can ask on the Gemara that Rabbi Yosef should be able to say that our Mishnah is even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there's an Isser Dairaisa with Gibel, but there still should be an Isser Durabanon, even with the Nesinas Mayim. Al Kopanim, again, Rabbi Kiva Eger asks that why is Rabbi Yosef looking for the Tana who says that there's only an Isser Dairaisa with Nesinas Mayim itself, which is Shitas Rabbi, even according to the other Tana, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who says normally there's an Isser Dairaisa with Gibel, but there still should be an Isser of Shvisas Kalim, even with just the Nesinas Mayim itself. The Chasam Sofer says, no, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, there is no Isser Durabanan at all. You only have an Isser Dairaisa when I do the Nesinas Mayim and the Gibel. But if I just do Nesinas Mayim, I'm not going to have an Isser Durabanan at all. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger obviously held that no, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, just doing the Nesinas Mayim will have an Isser Durabanan, and therefore, he asks his question. So I saw a lumdis to answer this question. If you think about it, what's the reason why I'm going to have an Isser Durabanan by Shvisas Kalim? It's because my Keli is doing some of the Malacha. My Keli is not being Shavas. So in this situation, when Chazal would say that even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you're not over an Isser Dairais until I do a Maisa Gibel, but I still would be over an Isser Durabanan for just doing the Nesinas Mayim, what would the pshat be? Chazal were concerned that if I would allow you to do in the Nesinas Mayim, you may come to do the Gibel as well. So they said, you can't do the Nesinas Mayim either. You could perhaps say that if I just do the Nesinas Mayim, and then I have the Mayim and the Diyoy, or the Mayim and the Kamach sitting in a Keli, is there any Malacha being done in the Keli? You could say there's no Malacha at all being done. Because according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, unless I do a Maisa Gibel, there is no Chefs of Malacha. According to Rabbi that says that just putting water into the pot, Zehu Gibuloi, Nisinas Mayim Zehu Gibuloi. So just having the Diyoy with the Mayim, or the Kemach with the Mayim, sitting in the pot, that is the Maisa Isser. So then you could have an Isser of Shvisas Kalim with just a Shriya in the pot. But according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who says that unless I do a Maisa Gibel, there's no Isser Dairaisa. So even if Chazal came along and were Masakin that I can't do an Nesinas Mayim, there still wouldn't be an Isser of Shvisas Kalim. And therefore, Mikveh Eger, who asks that the Gemara should be able to say that our Mishnah should shtim even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, to that you could say, no, because Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is not going to have at all an Isser Durabanan of Shvisas Kalim. Have a wonderful day.